Our scripture today is from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 22 to 40. It's after what we read on Christmas Day. So let's pray before we get into this. Lord, we thank you for your care, for your love. We thank you for your grace in sharing with us the message of your word. We ask you today to lead and guide our words, that they may be pleasing and honoring to you. And Lord, we pray also that you use us always, always use us for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 2, verse 22 to 40. Hear now God's word. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple. And when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign to that, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. At long last. The picture that you're seeing on the screen is from the top of Mount Everest. Woman was able to trek up Mount Everest, and boy, that's a beautiful sight. All those mountains and lands, that's something. I imagine that when she got up there, she may have been thinking, "At long last." I think about the scripture that I just read, Simeon. Simeon and Anna are some of my favorite characters in the Bible, and I think they kind of get gypped a little bit. We add the wise men to the nativity scene, but they didn't show up till like 2 years later, according to the book of Matthew. So I really think the Simeon and Anna should also be given into the nativity scene, because they only show up 8 days later. They show up well before the wise men. But Simeon is a very interesting character. It seems that Simeon was greatly concerned with Jerusalem and with Israel and their freedom, and with this idea of Messiah, which is prophesied about for a long, long time, ever since the Old Testament. And it's really no surprise that he was concerned with this idea of Messiah, the one who would come and free Israel and through Israel the entire world. because right now they're occupied by Rome. They're kind of held captive and conquered by Rome. So I imagine Simeon praying every day to the Lord, Lord, when is your Messiah coming? Lord, please help us. Please free us. And then one day God spoke to Simeon and said, I hear you, and I will. And I want you to know that you will get to meet this child. Simeon, believing this, was overjoyed that one day he would get to meet the Christ child, the Messiah. And in that meeting, all of his hopes would be answered. But I also imagine that he asked God, when would this happen? And I imagine God telling Simeon, soon. So for several years, I was involved in this video game. Many of you may have heard of it. Some of you may have heard of it anyway, called World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft is what is called a MMORPG, which stands for Massively Multiplayer Online Role-Playing Game. There are currently, I haven't played it in a while, but there are currently thousands and thousands of people who play on this game at the same time. It's a shared world. Blizzard is the company that runs it, and Blizzard constantly updates Warcraft, adding different pets, different mounts, different armor, different parts of the game, all that kind of stuff. And the fan base always asks them, when are we going to see this? And they always answer the same way, soon, with a little TM up in the corner of soon. They trademarked the word soon. I don't know if they did legally. I can't imagine you can trademark the word soon. But everyone knew that when Blizzard said soon, that what that meant was this thing will be coming to you in an undefined time in the future, which meant days or years. You just never knew. And so I imagine that God told Simeon, soon you'll see the Christ child. Simeon, getting up there in years, told by the Holy Spirit to go to the temple, saw the Christ child. And finally, however many years had passed, he got to see the hope that God had promised him. At long last, he saw Jesus. At long last, he knew that God's work would be happening in the life of Israel. At long last, all the promises would be answered. At long last. When I think about Simeon, I think about us during the time of Christmas. On Advent, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, we're starting to prepare for this day of Christmas, this preparation with the cookies and the decorations and the present and trying to get everything right and the anticipation and expectation. Christmas is just, it's so much fun to wait for, but stressful at times also. And then finally, December 25th, wake up early in the morning and at long last, it's Christmas Day. Everything we waited for, that moment to celebrate Jesus being born, the reminder that God loves us and God is with us, that day at long last has arrived. And I imagine this woman standing on top of Mount Everest. Do you know how much it costs to climb Mount Everest? It's something like, I remember at one point, it's like $30,000 or more. I don't know, the cost is crazy. And the preparation necessary to climb Mount Everest, not just getting all the permits and buying the equipment, but the physical preparation. You see that her hands are up by her face. They're pulling down an oxygen mask because there is only a third of the oxygen on top of Mount Everest as there is here, wherever you're sitting. So the physical preparation is also quite lengthy in order to get to this point. At long last, she stands at the top of Mount Everest after all of her preparation, everything that she has done. She's finally experiencing what she has waited for, as we are too in experiencing the birth of Jesus. But, and every sermon has a but I don't know if you knew this, but there is no elevator to get down from Mount Everest. There is no escalator, and they don't fly a helicopter to the top to bring you to the bottom. The way you got up is the way you get down. And so I found a picture that shows the other side of Mount Everest. This is the line to get to the top of Mount Everest. This was a particularly crowded day, and everyone has to wait in line to get to the top and then have their picture taken, just like she was. And then after you get your picture taken, then you have to reverse climb that entire line. You have to walk that ridge back down, and it's a day's journey to the base camp. And it is just as dangerous to get down as it is to get up. At long last, she made it, but now she also has to make the journey down. Even though we make it to our goal, that doesn't mean the journey ends. Simeon, who has finally seen the Christ child after this long promise and this long waiting that God had given to him, his journey doesn't end. He just didn't drop dead at that point. His life continued. This woman, she's not done. She has to make it to the bottom. We made it through Christmas Day, but our journey's not over. Now the rest of our life continues. But there is a difference. As a woman walks down to the bottom of, hikes down to the bottom of Mount Everest, she does so with the memory and with the experience of being at the top. She's made it. The journey down's different because of it. Simeon's life now, he has seen the Christ child. He's made it at long last. And now the rest of his life will be marked with the knowledge that God's hope and God's love and God's promises are true. We've made it through Christmas. But now we travel on into 2020 or 2021 with the knowledge that Jesus is with us. It's different now. No matter what 2021 brings us, we know that God is with us always through God's Son, Jesus. We know that we can do it, whatever it is. And it won't be easy, as much as our climb back down is not going to be easy. Whatever it is that we might face because of the promise of Christmas Day, we know that we're not alone. We know that we have the support. We know that we don't have to face whatever it is tomorrow might bring by ourselves. We have our family. We have our friends. We have our frontline workers. We have one another. And most especially because of what we just celebrated on December 25th, we have Jesus. And for that, we can be thankful. I'd like to share with you his final benediction. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen and amen.